The world's most widely used language isn't English, Spanish, or Mandarin. It isn't even spoken. It's smelled. A sweeping variety of organisms use chemical fragrances called terpenes to communicate. Now, a research team from the Netherlands Institute of Ecology has found new evidence linking microorganisms to this silent language. For years, scientists have known that plants and insects use terpenes to send signals, as mammals do with pheromones. But the research team discovered that smelly messages are also exchanged between microorganisms, including fungi and bacteria. The new findings add trillions of life forms to terpenes' list of fluent speakers. In the study, a fungus called Fusarium produced terpenes that were picked up by a neighboring soil bacteria called Serratia. The Serratia then responded, expelling their own scent signals that were crafted specifically for the Fusarium. What exactly was being communicated remains unclear, but the team says the interaction was a recognizable call and response. While humanity struggles to bridge language gaps within its own species, these tiny life forms have been chatting with each other across phylogenetic domains. But despite our limited linguistic abilities, we might unknowingly be joining the conversation. Terpenes are also popular ingredients in perfumes. These biochemicals provide natural notes, like juniper, lemon, and eucalyptus, to an aromatic blend. So next time you catch a whiff of fancy cologne, consider it a hello. After all, plenty of microorganisms do. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Noble Ingram.